Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
Hello all, Peter here in New Orleans. It's the weekend for our semi-annual getaway to New Orleans, this time to the French Quarter Festival, a great event of wall-to-wall regional music on street stages, in courtyards, in hotel ballrooms, in bars, and on the levee. Dozens of acts performing everything from old New Orleans jazz to zydeco to rhythm and blues to brass bands, morning till night for four glorious days. It's a real getaway from the daily farm routine, one would think. But not necessarily. Not if one is traveling with Mark Scherzer. I was surprised, but not too surprised, to hear that he planned to carry on the plane one of our Turkana Farms frozen turkeys as a gift for Joanne Clevenger, who presides over Upperline, one of New Orleans' top restaurants. Now, I love Joanne, and the idea of giving her a nice gift, given her graciousness on our many visits to her restaurant, seemed a good idea. But getting a frozen turkey to her, still in a frozen state, posed a number of problems to my mind. For one, how do we keep it frozen during the several hour ride to the airport, for the almost 3 hours of flight time, for the 45 minute transfer into New Orleans, and then for the 2 days until our reservation at Upperline Saturday night? Dry ice, Mark replied. We'll pack it in dry ice. I had some doubts, but I let it all go by, thinking that, like so many of Mark's plans, it would never come to pass. First, I reasoned, he would have to find out what packing is required, find that packing material, find the dry ice itself, check with the air carrier for its regulations, etc., etc. Well, one does not just walk onto an airplane with a frozen turkey packed in dry ice in any old box. I thought and hoped at this point the turkey transport was a dead issue. But a few days later, just before we were to leave, Peter, our farm helper, mentioned to me that he had heard that Mark was planning to take a turkey to New Orleans packed in dry ice, and that the order had come down from Mark to go to the commercial freezer and pick out a frozen turkey. Well, then my mind really got to thinking. I'd had direct experience with using dry ice in some of my theatrical productions. I knew it was highly volatile and that it could fill a stage in a flash in clouds of white smoke, sometimes, as it did on one occasion, even into the auditorium itself. I had visions of us passing through security at the airport and being asked to open the lid of the box, and poof, everyone in the area being engulfed in a billowing cloud of white smoke, of the alarms going off, of the airport being shut down, mass pandemonium, and of us being carted off for questioning by Homeland Security. And then I really got to thinking seriously about all the ramifications. So finally I said to Mark, after explaining to him my experience with dry ice, that after our failed attempt to get to the French Quarter Festival last year, the result of violent weather that caused the cancellation of our flight, I did not want a repeat performance. I was not, therefore, going to the airport carrying a turkey packed in dry ice in Mark's little cooler chest. I guess that I was so adamant that he decided to consult the only authority he seems to recognize these days, the internet. Well, when I next spoke with him, he had learned from his research that when dry ice contacts water, immediately clouds of white smoke are created. This technique is used in fog machines at theaters, haunted houses, and nightclubs for dramatic effects, but not at airports, I might add. And he apparently learned that prolonged exposure to dry ice can cause severe damage from frostbite, as well as other adverse health effects. Further, he learned industrial dry ice may contain contaminants that may make it unsafe for direct contact with foodstuffs, requiring extremely careful packaging. and maybe the final clincher, when shipped by air or water, dry ice is classified as a, quote, dangerous good, unquote. But Mark, ever the lawyer, next looked at the JetBlue website and found their special regulations for meat packed in dry ice. These were very restrictive, requiring highly specialized, ventilated, leak-proof containers, specially marked and limited to only 5.5 pounds of dried ice, which he was not sure would be a sufficient amount for an 8-pound turkey. But more importantly, and fortunately, there was not time to find, given our imminent departure, the specialized packaging materials required. And so, thanks to my efforts with the support of the internet, our getaway from the farm was complete. We flew to New Orleans, but the turkey did not. And now a final PS from Mark Scherzer himself.
Mark Scherzer here in New Orleans, turkeyless, and I approve this story.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Turkana Farms, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Turkana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of turkey. And his third hat is Turkana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TurkanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.